There's that magical music, which means it's time to say good morning. 6 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock. This is Thursday, October 21st, 2021. I'm Dave Krieger, your full-time host, new to the Power Hour this week. We thank you so much for joining us. God bless you and God bless the United States of America. I'm going to be sharing a bunch of stuff with you that you may agree with some of this stuff. You may think that, oh, there's Dave Krieger blowing smoke up my butt again. Some of you may think some of this news is far-fetched, but I'll tell you what. With the people that I talk to on a regular basis, I'm finding nowadays that cognitive dissonance seems to stick in a lot of people's minds. And what I mean by that, and if you don't know what cognitive dissonance is, you can go to my blog post at cloudedtitlesblog.wordpress.com or just Google Clouded Titles Blog. It'll pop up. You can join for free and read the article. If you have trust issues, you're not alone. I talk about all the narratives. And let me tell you, there's like seven of them out there floating around right now. And it's got everybody all upset. And the thing is, if you were watching Fox News last night, you saw Donald Trump Jr. come on and announce that his father has launched his own social media platform, which, of course, Al Jazeera picked up on. You know, it's amazing how the Middle East pays very close attention to the United States and what they're doing here. It's amazing how that works. So this basically, as soon as they announced that Trump Media and Technology Group was going to put this app out called Truth Social, I went and signed up. You need to do the same thing. One, you need to find out what's going on. I don't do Facebook. I don't do Twitter. I don't do a lot of this garbage. Why? Because stuff that you put on there is not always credible. And not only that, but in the future, knowing the way that these companies are, it is entirely possible that this stuff could come back to bite you where the sun never shines. And that basically means that it could be held against you, especially if you say anything super derogatory or threatening, or that could be considered intimidating. It's already bad enough that the 80 million people that voted for President Trump have been classified as domestic terrorists by the current administration. Why is that, you ask? Well, because probably they have nothing better to do in the process of advancing their socialist agenda. And speaking of social media, the bottom half of the hour, we're going to have John Willis, who is the CEO of Free Space Social Media, Inc. He is going to be on talking about the new free speech alternative to Facebook, Twitter, Facebook down. And Facebook now says they're going to rebrand themselves, and they're coming out with a whole new name and a whole new everything. And it's like, yeah, I got this feeling that there's some serious AI involved, artificial intelligence. You know, AI, go figure how AI works. The letter A is the first letter of the alphabet, and the letter I is the ninth letter of the alphabet. If you put them together, it spells 19. So imagine that when you put that term, that number 19 with COVID, and you have basically COVID ID 19, AI. It's amazing how those things just kind of get freaky on you. Now, you know, we're not trying to be conspiracy theorists on this program. We're trying to stick to the facts. If you've got something you want to talk about, my number is 844-769-2944. Social intercourse is extremely important in my life, as it should be in yours. And for those of you who, when I said social intercourse, you all of a sudden think I'm talking about the horizontal mambo. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about talking. I'm talking about your opinion. I'm talking about your story, because everybody's got one and they've got an opinion too. And how am I supposed to know what's floating around in your head unless you get on the phone and call me and tell me about it? Especially if you're going to share something like Esther from Washington State did this week when she called in and was talking to Heidi St. John, one of our guests who's running for 3rd District Congress in Washington. And she's coming up with all sorts of stuff on how to do and where we can find the forms to do Open Records Act requests in Washington. Every state's got them. But you see how valuable you are as a listener, because you've got information in there in your head, and it's in there somewhere, and there's some bit of information there that you may feel is not that valuable to you, but it could be to somebody else. And the only way we're going to find that out is for you to get on the phone and call me on our toll-free line at 844-769-2944 and tell me what's on your mind. And, you know, just keep it civil. We'll be fine. Ask questions of our guests. You know, I'm sure you're going to want to talk to John Moody, who's the former executive VP of Fox News. He's going to be on in our 12 o'clock hour. And, of course, we are live right now from 11 to 1 Central Time. For those of you that are dialing in late, understand you can't call in once you're listening to the archive streams, especially on shortwave. But the thing is if you are like most astute of our listeners, you already know and have your live headset on, no matter what time zone you're in, to pick up this broadcast, which we appreciate. Now, we are not going to try to put you in panic mode. I've been all over Brighteon. I've been up since 4:30 in the morning. I'm a cup of coffee number 3. So you can understand that I am primed to the pump. I have been reading all the news that's fit to discuss besides President Trump's social media site. Do you remember Eric Clapton after he got the jab? All of a sudden, he just like had neuropathy in his hands for 2 months. And then he and Van Morrison got together and they wrote this song called This Has Gotta Stop. Well, he has announced a few months ago that he refused to perform at venues that require proof of COVID vaccination. Now he's reportedly funding musicians to get the word about the vaccine risks. And Rolling Stone magazine, of course, interprets it as not only spouting vaccine nonsense, he's bankrolling this. Eric Clapton is. So you have to understand that there are people who are in the know that are fighting back. They personally experienced what happens when you get COVID or you get the jab. And we're finding out more and more these days that the bigger problem is not with the unvaccinated. It's people who have been contaminated with the bioweapon via the jab. And when they do the research, they go, oh, well, I'm scared. I trust the government implicitly. I have to go get this shot. Oh, what am I going to do? I'm going to die if I don't get this shot. They've got you that freaked out and that scared. You're not thinking straight. So this is one of the reasons why we have guests on, like Dr. Judy Mikovits and Sherry Tenpenny and people like this. You know, they're frontline doctors, and these people are speaking out at great risk to their careers, folks, because they have to answer to the AMA and the American Medical Association, is like the doctors union. And if they don't want you participating in their diatribe, they will axe you from the system. They'll take you out. This is not uncommon of the result of these narratives, like the people in San Francisco. Despite having the population close to 1 million people and one of the lowest fatality rates for COVID in the country. But, you know, we have 644 people, according to Free Thought Project, that have died from COVID-19 in the county. And here they have literally gotten rid of virtually 1,900 employees who have refused to take the vax. So, you know, it's kind of like one of these things where you just are not safe anywhere, especially from vaccinated people. Because when you're vaccinated, they actually injected the spike protein into your system. And as I mentioned on our debut broadcast last Monday, I was having lunch with a couple of African-American guys, just to be politically correct, if you know, for no other reason. And I was taking them to lunch because they did some work for me. And I says, hey, guys, come on, let's go grab a burger. So we're talking, and the one says, well, I've been vaccinated because I have to go see my cousin in the hospital. And I'm like, okay, I'm thinking to myself, that's no excuse. Your cousin, if he's been injected, is probably in his condition, being in the hospital, is probably more with that ability to give you the virus rather than you give him the virus. So the bigger picture is the other two fellows sitting across the table said, we're not taking that. Now, these are both black guys, all right? And the black community in America has figured this out. I mean, it's bad enough they were used as guinea pigs in the syphilis experiments by the government. And now, you know, don't think they haven't forgotten that part of history, because history does repeat itself, and those who are ignorant of it are doomed to repeat it, saith George Santayana, one of my favorite philosophers. And this is the thing, you know, we're looking at all sorts of different narratives that are coming to pass right now that are playing out as part of the Marxist socialist agenda. And if America is allowed to move in that direction, we're all in trouble. I really think that a lot of these right-wing networks like to play the panic button, and they like to get people all excited and upset and thinking that, oh, my God, the store shelves are going to be empty and, oh, please don't hoard. Well, what happens when you tell people that the store shelves are emptying out? What do you think they're going to do? They're going to get in their car. They're going to drive to the local grocery store, and they're going to stock up. They're going to fill that grocery cart with toilet paper. You know, how many times can you wipe? Seriously, that you need to deprive other people of that. You know, I'm just like, you know, maybe we should all have bidets now. It's one of these things where people just, you know, if you're not doing the hindsight and you're preparing in advance and you're storing food or you're ordering, as a lot of people I know, the 25-year shelf life stuff, you have to understand that there is a possibility that in the event that the supply chain totally collapses, that people are going to go hungry and they're going to get very nasty and they're going to go door to door. And if they've got a gun and you don't, you're in trouble because they're going to come in at gunpoint. They're going to kick in your front door. They're going to come in and point a gun at you and they're going to take your food, right? That's the logical way of thinking what might happen in the event the supply chain totally crashes. Now, why would our government want to do that to us so that everybody would get upset and the major Democratic blue state cities would go crazy and so the government could then impose martial law and have all the troops down here in the hinterland going after everybody and his brother to try to restore order? I can tell you right now what happens when the federal forces come in here. This is what could spark civil unrest to the point of growing into a full-scale civil war where the governors start yelling at the government and the government says, we don't care. We're the government. We know better than you do. We're going to come in. We're going to patrol the area. We're going to act like Blackwater. We're going to shoot people, you know, if they misbehave. So you can't do anything about it. And the states are like, excuse me, we have the 10th Amendment to the Constitution. We sure can. So you have to understand that this is probably why, and I keep asking this question, if we don't think that there's going to be another civil war in America, why is everybody stockpiling guns and ammo and food? They must be thinking something. If you're thinking that, I sure would like to hear your thoughts. 844-769-2944. Southwest Airlines has decided that they're not going to, you know, fire everybody for not wanting to take the jab. They're basically backing down from the mandate because of the pushback. Everybody's doing it. I mean, they're all pushing back. So you have to understand that this is not the first, and they're worried, obviously, if they don't have pilots, they can't fly their planes. And what happens if one of these vaccinated pilots gets blood clots at 38,000 feet and you're on that plane and he can't fly that plane? You know, all that altitude, think about what that might do. So you're in a situation where you're flying and you're at 38,000 feet and you're cruising along and you're looking out the window and all of a sudden the sky starts falling. In other words, it's just blowing past you because the plane is now in a nosedive because the pilot passed out because he's dead. So he just stroked out in the cockpit. And then you got to worry about who's flying the plane. You see, this is a sort of thing that people aren't thinking ahead on, and this is one of the reasons why a lot of people don't like to fly anymore, because they see this. The last time I was on a Southwest flight, which was last month, we were reminded before we took off that you all bought plane tickets to be on this flight. You are required to wear a mask. You knew that when you bought the ticket, so please don't act up. Let us do our job and everything will be fine. Now, when you got to have that kind of a warning, they must think that we're all a bunch of little immature 2-year-olds. I really have a problem with this, folks, because it's contagious. All of these woke corporations are all basically saying, hey, you know, going to have to do it because the government says so, and we think that the government is right. Well, the government is not always right, and it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. You've heard that saying before. And see, part of the problem with the mainstream media is that they're not going to tell you the things that we're telling you here on the Power Hour. So part of the other problems that we're having is people who are refusing to enforce vaccine mandates. And you've got restaurants in New York, San Francisco, various other places that, you know, the government's come in and says, well, you have more than 100 employees, so you need to enforce this vaccine mandate. And they're like, oh, really? And then now I have a restaurant. You want me to enforce that, too? And all of our customers that come in, you want me to enforce that? We're not getting paid to do this. It's like the same argument I almost hear every year at tax time. You know, we're not getting paid to do our taxes. No, you pay somebody to do your taxes, right? And it's one of these crazy things. And of course, on April 15th, they always, you know, convict some famous person of tax evasion so they can scare the rest of you into compliance. Well, that's kind of what this COVID nonsense is. And that's, we'll be talking to John Moody more about this in our 12 o'clock hour, because I really think that he's probably pulled the trigger on a lot of this research and knows a lot of what we already know, that this was part of the Chinese plan, but they had help. They had help from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, the name Ralph Baric, B-A-R-I-C. You know, if you want to do your research, look up Echo Health Alliance and see how much money they got from Anthony Fauci and how they went behind the scenes and did this. Peter Daszak should be the person that you need to be researching in addition to all the patents, because once you read these patents, if that's not enough evidence that this whole thing is a planned agenda to basically perform eugenics on the world and reduce the population, because some of these think tanks think that we're all, well, we can't feed more than 500 million people in the world. And since we've got, you know, billions of people here, we need to kill all of them. And a lot of people are having cognitive dissonance, and they're like, well, I'm a good little citizen of the world. Why would they want to kill me? You know, see, that's part of the problem that we're having. You just gotta come to grips with the fact that sometimes some people are on this kick and they've got money, like Soros and other people, and they just don't want to let go of that money unless they can put it to good use. And if they've got an agenda, guess what? They're going to fund it. And so it's them against us, folks. As crazy as it may seem, and this is not conspiracy theory, if you look out the window or you're driving down the street and you see stuff that looks odd to you, that was by design. All of that stuff is by design. People fighting over parking spaces and parking lots during the panic. I've seen it personally. That's by design. They got everybody all amped up. They argue with each other on Facebook. They slam each other on Facebook. Facebook steps in. They delete accounts. It's one of the reasons I think that this conversation we're going to have with John Willis in our next half hour is going to be really important to you, because if you're still on playing around Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, man, you really need to find something else to do with your life. It's not all about Facebook, and Facebook, you know, has been used as a bullying mechanism. Same with Instagram. Kids have committed suicide because of watching this stuff. And so, you know, the things like Parler and Gab and some of these other websites that are coming out now, like Brighteon, Rumble, mainstream, these are basically back channel type of things that work opposed to the mainstream. You have to be careful with a lot of the information that's on there. And one of these days, we're going to get Mark Crispin Miller on the program. He taught propaganda at New York University until he decided to do a little experiment about masks in the classroom. And one of his students who showed up late immediately took offense to it and got on Twitter and slammed him, and the university went after him, including 19 of his co-adjunct professors. And they had issued a position paper and published it, and he said, take it back. They said, no. He wrote him a letter, said, take it back. 2 weeks later, wrote him another letter. They refused to do anything, so what did he do? He sued him. He got on GoFundMe and actually over $100,000 on GoFundMe he raised, because what he was trying to do was conduct a research experiment to let people know you know, give you an opportunity to research both sides of the argument so they can decipher which is propaganda and which isn't. You see, and it all got blown out of proportion. Some of this is by design, because you get somebody in there that's woke and they don't like what you're doing and they rat you out. And see, that's what happened to Mark Crispin Miller. And I want to find out exactly what's going on with his lawsuit these days, because if he teaches propaganda, having somebody like that on this program would basically give you a little bit more insight. And that's the whole idea about educating, because knowledge is power. And that's why the Power Hour is here, folks. We're doing this to benefit you, give you the information you need to move your life forward, to exist, to survive, to be civil. And if you want to stock up on guns and ammunition and food, more power to you. You're one of those 31% Rasmussen interviewed that, and that's a third of the, if you extrapolate that over the population of the United States, that's a third of the population that thinks that something's going to happen. Wow, they can't all be wrong, can they? You got to think about that. Fauci and NIH are taking heat over the funding of gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab. Breitbart is reporting that they're getting a lot of heat over a document that reveals that this whole project was indeed gain-of-function research. Money went to Wuhan in communist China. He had denied it. Fauci did. I call him Dr. Anthony Mengele because he reminds me of Joseph Mengele. To me, I mean, I don't know how evil a person can get, but for somebody to sit there and flip-flop and put everybody in a state of confusion, well, frankly, that's not right in my book. So, you know, this is one of the reasons why we're talking about social media and people like this, because a lot of these narratives and the things that I just mentioned here are being censored by mainstream media. So we're going to get into this with John Willis after the break. Stay with us here on the Power Hour.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Caps, Sinua Raga, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine of the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today. Hi, this is Jay with the Power Mall. Stock up now on your winter wellness essentials from OptiVita Health with our buy two, get one 50% off sale. Save on OptiVita Silver Liquid, Silver Gel, Silver Lozenges, Vitamin C, Vitamin D, Super Krill Oil, and don't forget your Silver Spray Accessory Kit. Shop the sale until October 31st. To order, visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Once again, if you just joined us, welcome to the Power Hour. I'm Dave Krieger, your host, and want to let you know also at the Power Mall, because that's how we survive here, folks. You can buy two and get one 50% off on all Optivita products, and you can mix and match those. Doesn't have to be three of the same item, and we're also offering 10% off all the Vitamir products this week, so take advantage of the Power Mall, because that's how we survive. And we appreciate you, and like I said before, when we started a program, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. We obviously are going to need all the help we can get. We need to be able to communicate, folks. Communication is extremely important, and not being afraid to get on a platform and communicate without fear of censorship is a big topic of discussion in today's society, especially after being locked down for 20 months. And so we've taken the opportunity to invite John Willis, who's the CEO of Free Space Social Media, Inc. This is a new platform, and John is here to explain it to us. John, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
So you have some heavy hitters in this U.S.-funded program. It's not Chinese-funded. I think that was... was that a quip or is that an actual fact?
Actual fact.
Who's funded by the Chinese besides TikTok?
There's a conservative platform that was launched back in July that is heavily funded by Chinese money. They came onto the market pretty strong in the conservative world. I don't want to name names, but I mean, y'all can do some Google searches, but yeah, that heavily funded by Chinese and, by a Chinese billionaire who just had to pay a $500 million settlement to the SEC for a bunch of different reasons. That's them. That's their business. You know, we're American funded. We're proud to have our platform built here. In the United States, and to be a platform that is a true big tent platform that welcomes everybody from all ideologies, walks of faith, you name it, and doesn't use manipulative algorithms to censor or to limit content or reach. I wouldn't say we're a free speech platform solely. We are definitely a First Amendment platform where we do allow people to have an opinion, to share their faith, to post whatever news they want to post without the fear of it being fact-checked by a biased third-party fact-checker.
What they're supposed to fact-check. If it's factual, what they fact-check. Yeah. Okay, so the app, folks, for those of you who have pencils and paper and you're writing this stuff down, and we're going to post it on the website here. It's called freespacesocial.app. And you can download the app. Put it on your phone, put it in your computer, sign up and get an account. That way you can start communicating. As a matter of fact, John, I think before the show, we were talking about the fact that Dr. Ben Carson, the former HUD secretary, is on your board of directors.
Yeah, he was the first person we added to our advisory board. You know, we first met with him at his home with his wife Candy back in April, in Palm Beach, Florida. And, you know, he very much loves what we're trying to do with the platform. And what really attracted him to Free Space is we're not an echo chamber platform. If you actually go on to Free Space, you'll notice that even though it does have a very similar feel to like a Twitter or Facebook, we're doing something different from a company standpoint and from a branding standpoint, where we're trying to solve the social dilemma. And the social dilemma was a Netflix documentary that came out a few months ago that talks about how social media was designed to be addictive, and they use manipulative algorithms in order to sell more products through advertisements to keep people on the platform longer, to keep them more engaged. In fact, even the whistleblower that came out a few weeks ago for Facebook, she may have had alternative motives or was used for alternative reasons, but about 90% of the things that she said were 100% true. And one of the things that she mentioned was the fact that their algorithm is used in a way to show people content to make them angry, to create negative feelings in people's emotions so they can engage more in the content. And when they're engaged more on the platform, you know, whether it's commenting or sharing a post or whatever, they're actually delivered ads in the meantime. And so the ad revenue increases. And so what we have done is we've designed a platform that, even though we do have an ad platform, we don't use it in a manipulative way or use these manipulative algorithms to create addicting or addictive behavior. One of the things that we have that we've built with our platform is something called value reinforcement system. And the way this works is we are encouraging users to share what they do on a daily basis. That's what they do to ignite their day. You know, what do they do to start their day up? You know, do they work out? Do they read their scriptures? Do they pray? Do they spend time with their kids? You know, we want them to share these positive actions that they do to ignite their day. We also ask them to share what they're doing to impact the world, whether it's through random acts of kindness, through service, through volunteering, through, you know, working with various charities. You know, what are they doing to impact the world on a positive nature? And then the last thing we ask them to share is what positive things that they experienced during that day that they can reflect on and share with their followers that involved respect, honor, valor, you know, kindness, you know, spirituality, whatever it is. What we're trying to do is we're trying to shape a positive culture with a gamified reward system. So every time that you share these actions, as you are consistent with it, you earn a badge, and then that badge can turn into some sort of reward. And what we're trying to do is we're using the social dilemma that created negative addictive behaviors, and we're trying to get people addicted to doing good. And everything that we're promoting with this value reinforcement system is to have people think not just about themselves, which is a very typical thing with social media where you're, you know, taking your selfie videos or being very, I should say, like narcissistic in a way. And we're helping people think more of others, to do things to serve others, to make the world better through selflessness, not through selfishness. And what we're seeing through that is a much more positive response and ecosystem that is created through this. And that's what really excited Dr. Carson when he saw what we were trying to do to actually fix the core problem of social media, that core problem that has led to an increase in teen suicide, cyberbullying, and really the true divisive nature that we have with our country today. And what we're trying to say is, hey, I don't care if you're liberal, I don't care if you're conservative, I don't care if you're fat or skinny, whatever, you are all welcome on Free Space. You may have your opinions, you can debate each other, you can go at it with each other. All we're asking is that you don't post pornography, you don't threaten to kill each other or do anything illegal, you don't traffic children with our platform, and that you all, at the end of the day, no matter what differences you have, you all can unite with these unifying value reinforcement actions to try to make the world a little bit better.
For sure, John, I appreciate that. Now, the thing is that, too, before we went on the air, you were telling me that Facebook just got themselves in hot water because they admitted to participating in child trafficking.
Yeah, so, you know, child trafficking has always been a problem with social media, especially with Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter. They've always had an issue with it because traffickers use their platform through code language, code words, in order to facilitate various type of deals, whether it's through the messenger or through different type of posts where they're actually grooming children to be trafficked. TikTok has a big problem with this because there's so many young kids that are on that platform. And I could be wrong on this stat, but I'm pretty sure it's pretty close to being accurate, where one out of every five posts on TikTok is sexual in nature. And so when you have kids as young as 13 seeing that type of content, that grooms them to be trafficked in some way, shape, or form. Now, the president of Free Space is a guy named Yaku Boyens. Yaku is one of the nation's top leaders in fighting child sex trafficking. And when we started Free Space, we made it very clear that in our terms of service, that we would speak out against child trafficking. Facebook just got caught red-handed with it, and they just admitted to it that they were aiding smugglers across the border. This is just 2 days ago. And so here in our terms of service, it's very, very clear that we are 100% against child trafficking, and I believe we are the only social media platform that is actively fighting against it. We even have code built within our system that catches it as it's happening, because there's certain words and phrases that they use that we know through, you know, our experience with, you know, Fight Men, we know what to catch for. And one other thing I'm going to add to that is we also have charities that we actively promote on our platform, that are anti-trafficking charities, like Vets for Child Rescue or Operation Underground Railroad or, you know, Face Forward or Share Together or Together for Them, all these different anti-trafficking nonprofits we actively promote as a platform, because we don't care where you are politically, child trafficking is probably one of the biggest plagues that's hitting our planet right now.
No doubt, John. Hey, but you know what? This subject matter has hit so many nerves. We got Bill in Arizona is one of the callers on hold right now. We thank you callers for holding. 844-769-2944. Stay right there on the line. We're going to patch you in. Let's go to Bill in Arizona. Bill, what you got for me?
Well, I was just curious if, with respect to the charities that they are going to be endorsing, as to whether or not the charities they're endorsing are going to be very, very, very transparent with all of their finances. And the reason why I'm curious as to whether or not they'll be very transparent with their finances, because although we haven't mentioned anything about him so far, Dr. Ben Carson, when he was running for the Republican nomination for the president several years ago, outwardly, loudly, and repetitively endorsed mandatory vaccinations until his campaign manager told him to shut up about it. And that concerns me as to whether or not they're going to be as transparent about their charities as Ben Carson is being about his advocacy of mandatory vaccinations.
All right. Appreciate your call, Bill. What do you think about that, John? Your comment.
I cannot control what those charities do with their transparencies. All I know is that, you know, the ones that we support, their overall mission, in my opinion, is a righteous one. You know, none of them have mentioned anything about vaccinations or anything like that. And I can't speak for Dr. Carson either. You know, we all have different opinions on different things, whether it is about vaccinations or mandates or whatever. But I would be the worst person to ask about that particular issue because, frankly, I don't run those charities, you know.
Okay. Al in California. Good morning, sir.
How we doing, DK? What's going on? Remember me?
Yes, of course I do. Are you keeping busy out there?
I wanted to touch on a couple of earlier topics you had on your Power Hour. One is a chain of supply issue. I don't know if you know, but I'm here in Southern California, and I'm real close to the harbor and the bay. There are right now sitting 140 container ships off our L.A. harbor, and I got up in my little plane to fly around and buzz them, and it was interesting to buzz them. All of them are running and polluting the air. But anyway, part of the problem that a lot of people don't understand is two things. One, in California, we legalized marijuana. So all of these truck drivers who were smoking that garbage cannot pass the federal drug test. So 67% of the drivers were let go because they couldn't pass a federal drug test. And that's a resulted in a shortage of drivers. A lot of people don't know that. Another issue has to do with the trucks. California, we have real high, strict pollution laws, and they outlaw trucks that are older than about 3 or 4 years old. So all these truck drivers who are independents had to get rid of their trucks, and they're trying to get new ones, and they can't secure financing. And they had to, I have a friend who owns a trucking company. He had to sell his two trucks out of state to the tune of $250,000 he had to spend to get new trucks. So not only is there a shortage of trucks, there's a shortage of drivers, and that's a major cause of part of this chain of supply. And here's an interesting tidbit. Out here in California, as a criminal defense attorney, I represent a lot of people anyway. Every one out of every 500 to 600 containers is used to basically smuggle immigrants in. Imagine these, and right now I have 140 ships. There's 14,000 containers on each ship. You count how many containers are right now sitting with about 300 dead bodies in them. Oh, man, I wouldn't want to be the one that opens up that container. It'd be a real ripe smell for that. And anyway, I just thought I'd throw a little tidbit in there, and every once in a while I'm going to throw you some foreclosure tidbits for your listeners. But anyway, I just wanted to chime in with part of the actual cause of what's happening with these chain of supply issues. But it is going to be a civil war. You're right. You know, people are going to start getting crazy when these shells.
Sounds like a winner. Well, we thank you for your call, Al. We will be seeing you in March, I'm sure, at our upcoming workshop. So, John, as far as this fake news, are you going to be doing, or is this site going to be doing the same kind of policing or monitoring, even though they're not? Because you did bring up the fact that you didn't want people saying, you know, bullying things or insightful things, or there were going to be buzz phrases that you were going to be looking at. I mean, obviously, if you see something that looks weird, you have an obligation to turn it over to law enforcement?
Yes. So we do have a moderation and monitoring system in place. Now, what I was speaking about earlier was specifically about trafficking, you know, because there's certain trafficking language that is used. That we are specifically looking out for. But when it comes to opinions, or even when it comes to news articles that people post, that is not our job as a platform to police whether something is accurate or not. If we were a publisher, then yeah, but we are a platform, and you know, it's not our job to really police or control what people post. Now, there are certain rules that we do have in place, with very strong rules about pornography. You know, that not only do we have that in place, but, you know, we have to abide by those rules too, especially because we're in the Apple App Store and Android that have rules against, you know, having apps that have pornography in it. And so, you know, since we are we believe a family friendly app, we do not want any type of pornography in there. And then when it comes to illegal, like, harassment or, you know, illegal activities on there, you know, we have to be mindful of that, too. And so, you know, but when it comes to what people are actually posting on the platform, or, you know, we have a monitoring system in place, and people, you know, users can actually flag a content. And if they flag a piece of content, we review it, and we use what we call common sense moderation. If it is pornography, or if it violates our terms of service that are very basic and clear, that says don't post anything illegal, or don't post anything pornographic or sexually explicit, you know, then they can post it. But we are not the thought police here. What we're trying to do is to moderate this in a way that people can still enjoy the freedom of having an opinion and sharing their opinion without the fear of being silenced or censored.
John, this is one of the issues that I know that people are thinking about out there, because if I thought of it, there's probably at least 250 of our listeners that thought about it. And that is, what happens, you know, you have all these people that are basically freewheeling on your website, on free space, and the government is monitoring the stuff that's going on there. I know they're monitoring the traffic, and a lot of our listeners are thinking, oh, this is just another way for the government to find out what's going on in my head. And if I start putting out all this information about how I start my day and what I do, all of a sudden now the government's got my routine, and they're going to know everything about me and use it against me in the future. What's your take on that, the privacy factor?
Well, my take is if you're seriously concerned about that, number one, know that we are not selling any data or giving any data whatsoever to the government. I can't say the same for big tech, where that's
right.
A huge line item on their monthly income statement. But we have no interest whatsoever in collecting and selling that data. We're just not in that business. But if there's that true concern there, the best advice I can give is don't post. You know, I mean, if that's your biggest concern, then don't post. What we are trying to do is we are trying to create a much more positive culture with social media, you know, compared to what we currently know through big tech, which has become very divisive, very totalitarian, and very, thought controlling. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to make free space, you know, fun. We're trying to make it, you know, have a lot more levity in the atmosphere, instead of it just being so negative all the time.
Sure. How many people do you have enrolled so far?
So we've had over 50,000 downloads. We just barely started doing our marketing push a few weeks ago. We've been in beta testing for the last 6-7 months, just working out all the kinks. But we've had over 50,000 downloads. And, you know, believe it or not, we're actually going to be launching our Free Space 2.0 version. That's going to have a heck of a lot more features, including, you know, similar TikTok, Instagram Reel type of features, as well as, you know, live streaming and a few others. We're getting ready to launch that the first part of Q1 of next year. And then we will also be on our full private cloud network at that time. So, you know, to create some autonomy there. But, you know, we're excited about where we're going as a company. And, you know, with our platform, you know, we've never seen ourselves as just a, you know, just another political echo chamber or just a place for the disenfranchised. What we're actually trying to be is the next phase of social media that is a big tent for everybody, not just for the select few. And, you know, we know the news that came out yesterday with President Trump's new app, Truth Social, which we're very much aware of and involved with. We've known about this platform for a while. You know, we look at it as something that we cohabitate with. We don't look at it as a competitor. You know, they definitely will be filling that Twitter, alternative Twitter void. And we view Free Space as the Facebook, Instagram void. So we all have our roles and, you know, our respected audiences and all that. And we're welcoming that. So.
Sure. Well, I appreciate that. And we just, John and I were talking before the show about us downloading freespacesocial.app, and that he was going to be setting up the RSS feed so that the Power Hour could be broadcast to all of your Free Space subscribers.
Correct. Yep.
Which I think is just totally cool because it gets the truth out there, John.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have a news section on the bottom toolbar where users can find a bunch of different types of sources for news, for podcasts, you know, public figures, even like crypto type stuff. We even have a section called banned on big tech, which has, you know, PragerU content, Project Veritas content, that type of stuff. But, you know, we also have liberal content on that too. We have BuzzFeed, we have Vice, we have, you know, a bunch of stuff on the other side too. So we want to make sure that we're balanced. But, you know, we would love to have you on the platform.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, and so do our producers, and we'll be in touch, of course, and get that app set up. So in closing this segment out, because we don't have a whole lot of time here, the digital social media free speech issues that America has been facing the last 20 months, because when they've been cooped up in their homes because of this alleged plandemic that a lot of people are very skeptical about and have less faith in the government because of this, especially with all the flip-flopping of the narratives. You had mentioned something, or in the write-up I was looking at, the fake news weather narrative of Southwest Airlines and media censorship and narrative building. You don't see free space as being that kind of a mechanism, do you?
we do not. No, we're not in that business.
Yeah.
We're not
so basically, this is the postings basically are the property of the people that put them on your website. Is that right?
Correct.
Once they create an account, that belongs to them. And if they want to delete it, does that stay out there on the internet like a lot of other posts that they put up do, or does that automatically just go into Alphabet Heaven?
You know, we're all about the KISS principle of keeping it simple, stupid. And they delete it, it's gone.
Okay. Good to know, folks. I hope you got the full narrative about how this is going to work. John Willis, the CEO of Free Space Social Media Inc., has been our guest here on the Power Hour, and you know, he's got some heavy hitters on the board of directors, and their intentions seem very honorable. I guess if you want to go to freespacesocial.app and download that program and test drive it for yourself and watch it improve. And you might even find some links to the Power Hour on there while you're at it. John Willis, thanks so much for your time and your energy and your effort in promoting this new platform. And we look forward to having you back on the Power Hour soon.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You bet. You too. All right, folks. There you go. It's a new platform, freespacesocial.app. And like I said, there's trust issues. I know a lot of you have them, but, you know, it's worth a try. Go on there, check it out. If it's an alternative and it actually works, go for it. Free speech and communication with other people is what it's all about, folks. We will be back with John Moody, former executive VP of Fox News, after the top of the hour, the Power Hour here with Dave Krieger. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.